When I wake, my hands are covered in blood. It's only a trick of the moonlight and shifting shadows. Still, I frantically scrub my palms against my damp cloak, as if such a simple gesture could wipe away the red that stains my memory. I sit in a corner of my friend Amma's shed right outside of Crofton, my teeth chattering more with fear than cold, as her aunt's three chickens cluck softly at me from their pen. Spring rain taps against the roof. When I was a girl folded in Papa's arms, the sound of rain was a lullaby. It sang of new life, a fledgling wheat that would soon be harvested, kneaded, then baked into bread on a blazing hearthstone. The rain lulled me to sleep, as soft and real as the voice of someone I love. Now it's a faint drum becoming louder with every gust of wind, the sound of doom approaching. The shape of Crofton drew me in from the woods, the broken line of rooftop against the sky that I've seen so many times before. Our cottage is only 10 minutes down the path, I realize. Then there's a pang of grief as I remember that it no longer belongs to Papa and me. I would trade all the splendor and luxury of Everless for one more evening by the fire with him. But even Everless is lost to me, my first real home, now forever forbidden. I didn't mean to stop after fleeing Everless, but when I caught sight of the familiar shed jutting from a recently plowed field, I couldn't stop myself. My feet moved of their own accord, as if by ducking into this familiar darkness, I could turn back time itself, weeks and months of it, and undo everything that's happened. Say goodbye to Amma, if I were lucky. That was hours ago, in the dead of night. There are soldiers out searching for me. Jules Ember, the Queen's killer. I've heard them at times, crashing through the undergrowth and clumsily breaking branches, always giving me plenty of time to seek shelter in a cave or up a tree. Now I'm here. Now I'm safe. Something snaps outside. It's loud enough that I hear it over the sound of rain and low rumbles of thunder. I press my eye against a crack in the old boards that make up the wall I'm leaning against, fearing some soldier or wandering bleeder has stumbled upon my hiding place. I'm not sure which would be worse. A bleeder roaming the woods would likely cut my throat, drink all my years for himself without pausing to glance at my face. But a soldier would throw me in chains and drag me to the palace in a prison carriage. It turns out not to matter. All I see outside are the trees as they sway with the wind, their branches bending into whipping, shadowy arms that seem to point to me, whispering, "Murderer, alchemist." I swallow. For a moment, I swear that I glimpse the face of the girl who hunted me in my childhood nightmares, outlined in a flash of lightning, pale animal eyes that wear kindness like a mask. Hair dark as the night sky, her white teeth bared in a grin. When I was a child, Papa told me dreams could never hurt me. But he lied. 2 weeks ago, the girl tore out of my nightmares and stepped into the world. Caro, the sorceress, my ancient enemy. I breathe in, out. I close my eyelids, trying to calm my racing breath. Listen to the rain make steady taps on the roof. I hug my knees to my chest, letting the sound fill the darkness around me. But it's not enough to dispel the knot of anxiety gathering in my chest. In the woods, I was able to ignore my fear, shove it aside, and let my attention be taken up by the task at hand. Walk, hunt, hide. Get to Ambergris, the dock city where a ship waits to take me away from the land of Sempera at Liam Gerling's arrangement. But now that I'm here, how could I leave without saying goodbye to Amma?